Jedi Ronha Kim, Palpatine said as he entered the room. Please forgive the intrusion, but I wanted to offer my condolences in person. Roused from his thoughts, Ronha whirled on him, almost in defense, and scanned him from head to toe. Who are you?
Palpatine, he said. I've been appointed to succeed Vidar Kim as Senator of Naboo. I knew your father well.
Ronha's vigilance eased. Forgive me for not knowing more about Naboo, Senator Palpatine. But in fact, until several weeks ago, I wasn't aware that Vidar Kim was my biological father, or even that Naboo was my homeworld. Palpatine feigned understanding.
No need to apologize. I imagine that the Force is, in some sense, its own domain.
Ronha nodded. I scarcely knew the man. Were it not for the fact that he was a Republic senator, the Jedi Council would not have granted dispensation for me to meet with him.
Palpatine allowed himself to stretch out with the Force, but only for a moment, and chiefly to gauge the Jedi's reaction, which proved to be indiscernible.
Excuse me for asking, but why then did you choose to attend the service?
Ronha grew pensive.
No doubt you know about the tragedy that claimed the lives of his wife and sons.
I do.
Vidar Kim contacted me to ask if I would consider renouncing my pledge to the Jedi in order to become the bearer of the family name.
Palpatine moved closer to him and added compassion to his voice.
He told me, Ronha. Does your presence here reflect doubt as to your obligations?
No, the Jedi said, perhaps more firmly than he intended. I'm only here out of respect for the man. As you may also know, he died at the hands of an assassin while in my company.
Ronha's voice betrayed disappointment rather than anger.
If I had acted sooner, he would be alive. And at present, I can't be certain that the assassin's blaster bolts weren't meant for me rather than Vidar Kim.
Who in their right mind would target a Jedi Knight?
The Jedi sniffed and narrowed his dark eyes. The Jedi do not lack for enemies, Senator. Doling out justice and ensuring the peace doesn't sit well with some beings.
The world of politics is no safer, Ronha. Not in this era, with so many in need. Thank the Force we have the Jedi.
I wonder, Kim said.
Palpatine regarded him with interest. The Jedi was less interested in solving the murder of Vidar than he was in agonizing over his failure to prevent it.
You wonder about what, Ronha?
What my life might have been had I not become a Jedi.
Palpatine adopted a look of shock.
The choice was not yours to make. You have the Force. Your destiny was a foregone conclusion.
Ronha mulled it over.
And if Vidar Kim had elected not to surrender me to the Order? A line of thought impossible to follow to any conclusion, Palpatine said.
The Jedi looked at him and squared his shoulders. There are many forks in the path, Senator. Had I remained on Naboo, I might have followed in Vidar Kim's footsteps and entered politics. Perhaps it's not too late.
Palpatine showed him a tolerant smile and came alongside him, confident now that his true nature was beyond detection.
I have to admit that the notion of a politician with Jedi values is not without its appeal. In fact, the Republic was once overseen by Jedi Chancellors only. But I'm afraid you're something of an anachronism, Ronha. The galaxy appears to have rejected the idea of enlightened leadership. The best politician presently is merely exceptional, where every Jedi is extraordinary.
Ronha laughed shortly.
More and more, Senator Palpatine, you begin to sound like my former master.
Would that I had such talents, Palpatine said, making light of it. But I do have a proposition, Ronha. Not only am I new to the Senate, I'm new to Coruscant, and it would be good to have someone to count on as a friend. So what would you say to an alliance between a politician and a Jedi? Through me,
you could gain insight into the workings of the Republic, and through you, I might better understand the Jedi in their roles as peacekeepers."
Ronhard inclined his head in a bow.
"I respect Vida Kim all the more for bringing us together."
"May the Force be with you, Senator Palpatine."